Okay, Senate Resources will come to order at this point in time. It's 5 minutes after, or about 7 minutes after nine. We have a full complement of Senator Green, McGuire, Stevens, Huggins, Stedman, Wilikowski, and Wagner. And today we have before us, we'll bring before us the CS for Senate Bill 2001. Before we get really going, does anybody know what time the baseball game starts today?
About 4:35.
Okay, so we got plenty of time.
Football is already on. So.
Oh, is it? Okay, football's already on and. In any event, so for those of you that don't have a life, thank you very much for coming at 9 o'clock this morning. But particularly for Chris and others, support staff wise, we appreciate you know, your dedication to duty and coming and help us do this sort of thing. And I today, you know, number one, recognize that Senator Thomas one more time is here. I mean, he makes all formations, PT and committee meetings, and we appreciate that. And because, I mean, we know that you'll be seeing this bill in finance, and it's important, and we certainly appreciate your educating yourself as we go through. And before we bring the CS before us, what I'd like to do is just say a couple of words about how we got here and some rationale of the product that you see before us today. We came down here on the 18th, and as I recall, we started kind of mid-morning. We had the task was to get people up to speed about how we came up with PPT. And to do that, we had Pedro Van Meer and Daniel Johnson, and we listened to them, and they talked about PPT and its evolution. People asked questions. They reflected on Senate Bill 2001, House Bill 2001. And then the next day, we started operating without regards to hours, weekends, or holidays. We've been working 7 days a week. We worked in the evening. We had a joint meeting with the House on a Sunday, went, as I recall, to about 8 o'clock at night. Doing the people's business to the best of our ability, understanding that we had 30 days in which to do this. And with that, this is our ninth day, so we've dealt with the bill really 8 days in constructing what the bill looks like that you will see before you today to see us. It's complicated. I mean, I think the first thing that will give you a hint about how complicated it is, Senator Wagner and I were talking earlier, PPT bill spent 6 weeks in Senate Resources. Probably could have gone another 6 weeks, but in any event, it spent 6 weeks, a long time, but it's complicated. The bill that we're dealing with wasn't done by the administration, wasn't done by Ledge League or anybody that works for the state per se. It was contracted to a law firm because it's complicated. It's tough business and a lot of moving parts. So by virtue of that, as the chair of the committee, we have been operating off the concept of we would narrow our appetite and what we're going to take on, which meant we were going to defer in the teamwork approach, knowing that people sitting around this table would have at least two votes after this or today and then on the floor. Now, some of us, if you look around the table, like Senator McGuire's example, we'll see it again in judiciary. Senator Wilikowski will see it again in judiciary, and they'll see it again on the floor. Myself will see it multiple times on each of the committees, and then, of course, when it goes to finance, Senator Stedman will be there, and we'll see it again and, of course, vote on it on the floor. So people, for the most part, will see it multiple times. Of course, Senator Thomas, who I mentioned earlier, will see it in finance also, and I've already mentioned about our appreciation. Now, referral-wise, just to refresh everybody's memory, to resources, it's going to judiciary, then it's going to finance. So with that in mind, what you will see in the CS under the concept that I'm describing to you is that we have deferred the legal issues to the best of our ability to be dealt with by judiciary. And things like the retroactivity dates, the credit fund, the tax audit, which is in the CS, is still based on 3 years, but to be relooked whether 6 years is appropriate. The statute of limitations, which I just mentioned, the tax credit fund, which I've mentioned, the constitutional and privacy issues that are touched on here, and of course the DNR Commissioner's authority reference tax credit eligibility and determination. So there's a menu of things, and there are probably a plethora of others that Senator French is looking at as a chairman. When it comes to the part that finance, that from our concept that visualize happening, is that if it's a tax or a progressivity issue, it will be dealt with at a minimum in finance, maybe dealt with by the chair and judiciary, but our concept, and there's some modeling that has not been done yet. And if you ask me what do I think is going to happen, my assumption is we will deal with progressivity on the upper end with some mechanism, but we'll see. We'll see how that works out. The topping plant. The topping plant, the concept you see in the CS, is more or less along the lines of administration, but we've already asked administration to continue to look at that because there's some questions we need to make sure that we can live with the answers as far as safety and economy and measures and a whole bunch of other things so that we get it as right as we can. Of course, the final one, in my mind at least, is credits. Credits are a complicated issue, and that'll be on the table in finance, and there are many others. Of course, Senator Hoffman has been in here on a daily basis educating himself. We have Senator Stedman here with us. So that's the logic in which we enter into introduction of CS, understanding that people around this table will get at least two votes today and then on the floor, and some will get many more than that. And it takes a lot of fingerprints on a bill like this to make it finally into law. Not without disregard to the fact that the House is doing the same thing on the other side, and we have to collate those two to make it all work in the end. Which means when you, in the larger sense, I mentioned 8 days for us. I believe maybe it would be lesser days in both judiciary and finance, but remains to be seen. But we have to leave some time at the end for resolution of differences between us and the House, and we know how difficult that can be at some point in time. Because reminder to all of us, complicated bill drafted by a law firm, not us, a law firm, and lo and behold, we have 30 days. And right after the session's over with, we have Thanksgiving, and then we have Christmas, and then we pitter-patter around a little bit after New Year's, and lo and behold, we have regular session for 90 days. So, I said enough in that. if I could have a motion to move the CS before the committee.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we adopt CS for Senate Bill 2001, Workcraft 25, GS0014-E by Bullock, 102607. Okay. Date on it.
Object.
Okay. And Senator Wagner, objects. Would you like to speak to your objection, Senator Wagner?
No, I just want it before us so we can go through the bill.
Okay.
Without passing it through.
Okay, so Senator Wagner, for the record, has objected for the purpose of discussion, examination of the bill.
And I will say a little bit, one of the main reasons I do object to the way the bill's constructed, it doesn't have anything on progressivity, so it rolls progressivity back to what PPT was. It has nothing on the level of tax and the tax rate, so it rolls it back to the 22.5 in the PPT. And I don't want to rush to judgment. I've said that here a couple of times, and I'm afraid we're doing that. And following up on everything that you covered and said, well, we'll get back with the administration will get back to us. A lot of these things are resource issues. They're issues that this committee should have a final say on and finalize before the bill passes from this committee. And I just think we're being a little too quick. But I do think it's an incomplete bill unless it has the change in the tax rate and the change in the progressivity. And at least that gives somebody else in another committee a starting point. And they are resource issues. It isn't necessarily a total resource issue, but it isn't just a finance issue, because the progressivity and the tax rate also tie into the credits and everything else we're doing in this bill. And those credits are totally a resource issue. That's what this is all about. So I think we're not doing our job if we don't put a tax rate in here, or at least vote on the tax rate. I don't care if it goes in or not, but I think we're going to have to vote on it.
I understand. You'll get an opportunity to do that. So let's just take a brief at ease here. Steve, if you, both of you would come forward here and walk us through the bill and comments as appropriate.
Good
Can we have the brief, please?
Yep. On the record, and Senator Green, you had a question?
Yeah, I had kind of forgotten about this, but I had been kind of concerned in Senate Delady and in this document about the idea of retroactivity of going back and requiring the accounting and lease expenditures according to this. Is that an issue?
It's always been an issue anytime you get retroactivity. But there's been Alaska cases within the same year where the legislature enacted a change in the ALF and separate accounting for oil and gas income taxpayers in 4321, in which it was made retroactive to January 1st of the same year. So it was affecting income and the production tax value for a prior period. And that's been confirmed by both times by the Alaska Supreme Court. At the federal level, it's looked at, and they've been able to go back retroactively for 2 years in some cases. Mm-hmm. There was a case, Welch against Henry from the 30s, mm-hmm. that they went back quite a ways. And the standard from what I've seen, I looked at this extensively when we were looking at SB 80, which was also retroactive, mm-hmm. is that one Supreme Court said that taxes are the lifeblood of government. So if you make a mistake, you should be able to allow it to correct that mistake within certain limitations. Mm-hmm. And the standard seems to be that the session of a legislature or Congress that follows the first filing of a return is probably going to be all right, because that's the first time when you actually see how the tax works. Mm-hmm. And if it needs to be fixed, you can go back and fix it, and you can go back and fix it to the start. So the first filings under the petroleum production tax, that's what I call PPT. You hear profit, but it's not really income tax. It doesn't really match expenditures. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it's more like cash flow. But when the first filing was April 1st of 2007, so the next regular session of the legislature is going to be the one that's coming up. I think it could be argued that in this 30-day period that this would be a session of the legislature following the first filing, but given the limitations of the special session, I think the state would be in a good position to say that this isn't the session that's contemplated in the due process issue, because you have limited jurisdiction, you have limited powers during this session, so that it would probably be defensible and successful if the changes that were made retroactive were made before the end of this next regular session.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Belk. Other questions? Senator Wilkowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I had a constituent ask me if criminal negligence was the same as gross negligence. And I didn't think it was, but I said I'd ask someone who's probably more knowledgeable than I. And I don't need it at all. If you could just give a brief answer.
I don't know. You know, there's areas where they're very close, that one is a civil standard and one is a criminal standard. Sometimes there's differences in burden of proof. But if you're indicted for one, you're probably going to be civilly sued for the criminal level. I think they're close, but I can't tell you definitively.
Thank you.
But there are existing things that apply to tax in general in 4305, 220, and 290, which are in the beginning of Title 43, and they apply throughout the channel of that chapter and the title as well. That provides for civil penalties for negligence and civil fraud, and there are some criminal penalties for negligence and fraud.
Other questions or comments for Mr. Bullock or other aspects before we continue? Okay.
Thank you.
Senator Wagner, do you maintain your objection?
Yeah, I have some amendments to offer. No, I'll remove.
You move your objections?
Objection. I have amendments to offer.
Okay. Before we move on to addressing the bill for amendments or conversation, any comments, generally speaking? I'm sorry? Yeah. Brief, please. So we're back on the record.
Yeah, it's very technical.
It's mathematical. Yeah, we're back on the record. And for the record, the CS has been adopted before the committee. And Senator Bulkowski?
Yeah, just for the record, I understand the process, and I understand that we've had this for 8 days or so. And it's a marathon, and there will be changes as this go along. And I feel more secure in the fact that I will have another opportunity to look at this in judiciary. I'd like to see us move forward with the financial information in the bill so that ACES remains intact, so that we have the rate kept where it is, and so we have some progressivity. But I understand that this is a process, and I look forward to working on it further in judiciary.
Yeah, very good. And in all fairness, And you know, there are different schools of thought. In the case of oil and gas, I mean, they have put in. I haven't read this. I've been told by some of the authorships of a gross progressivity factor, and I understand. And I've had some conversations, and I see Senator Hoffman has been with us, and he stepped out to the bathroom. I'd like to welcome him. But in any event, the expectation is that finance will look at all those connotations so that we do this with some sort of empirical approach that has some data that we really know what the effect is and what effects may be. And I think for those people that have been students of this process, progressivity is a very, very powerful tool. Mm-hmm. It's a very, very powerful tool. And quite frankly, you can have some greater precision in what you're trying to accomplish. That's my perspective on it. But we have deferred conversation on that, and Senator Wilkowski has described that. And with that, thank you very much, Senator Wilkowski. And I understand, Senator Wagner, you have an amendment?
Yeah, I've got a couple of amendments, maybe three.
Okay.
Depends on how amendment number. I move amendment number one.
Jack.
Okay. Speak to your amendment.
Basically, amendment number one takes the tax rate from 22.5 to 25, which is in ACES. And that is all the amendment does. But yeah, it's kind of technical in nature.
Yes,
Senator Green. And I don't have any long discussion on it. That's just I think the bill is incomplete if it doesn't have something in it that addresses the tax rate and also the progressivity. And the other objection I have to the bill, and I'm going to object when we move the bill. I've never had a bill of this magnitude leave committee or any committee I was on without going through it a second time after we do the CS, take amendments on the CS, and allow the people that it affects to come back and testify on the amended bill. It's not natural. And I just say again, I think we're rushing to judgment. We should take more time on this. I think this is bad policy doing it this way.
Yeah.
And I know we've got a time limit and everything else.
Right. Well, and you know, Senator Wagner, to address your concerns, you and I agree on one thing, that this is a rush to judgment. And that's been my concern all along. 30-day period creates a rush to judgment. And I know that you had PPT in your committee for 6 weeks. We don't have 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So, you know, if this is, in my estimation, I'm speaking only for myself as the chair, that we have a task. And we have task organized a timeline that will get us to a solution of this task potentially. And we've divided the work task up amongst committees in a teamwork approach and trying to, in the specialization of the expertise on committees. And that so this product is reflective of that, period. I mean, that's it. And we don't have 6 weeks to do it. So, and there will be other people putting their fingerprints on it. You, in fact, will have a chance to do this same process again on the floor. which is the beauty of the system, There are a lot of checks and balances. And oh, by the way, the House is doing whatever they're doing. And they will have a say, and we'll have to come to some resolution. So in any event, there is a time constraint, and we're operating understanding that. So we can't wish away the constraints.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. Yeah. We got an amendment in front of us, don't we?
We do.
We're not discussing the amendment.
Yeah. Okay, Senator Stedman?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just got a few comments. Rather than go back and reiterate what the chairman said about how we're trying to move this bill forward, it's very important that we get a bill to the floor, and it's much easier to kill a bill than to move it along. And we have, as we speak, the analysis being run on the tax changes, and they'll be dealt with in finance. Quite frankly, this committee is not prepared to deal with it. We haven't had the information presented in front of us, and we haven't had the time. So if we were to slow the process down to deal with all the different areas in this bill, we wouldn't have a bill done in 30 days. And what we'd like to do is have a bill on the floor of the Senate early enough to get a vote, and then get the details worked out, or the differences with the House, and get this to the governor into the special session and get this behind us and move on. So the process is a little different. I think we've learned some lessons in the old process dealing with PPT and some of the indigestion that some of the amendments in different committees left, you know, as this process moved forward. So we're changing the methodology. Hopefully it'll be smoother. The results will be less fragmented on the floor of the Senate, and the public will see that the Treasury is properly looked after, along with our oil basin.
Okay, with that, other comments on Senator Wilkowski?
Mr. Chair, I'm wondering if we could get an opinion from the administration on the amendments as they come forward.
Commissioner Galvin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I haven't just been handed the amendment. I don't really have a particular comment on what's in it or the nature of it, but just a comment on, I guess, the process that you're going through. What we very much appreciate is the recognition that the economic fiscal issues need to be addressed before the bill is considered complete. I think it seems that the consensus of the group is that there needs to be an assessment of the share that the state is getting, and that will take place before this bill hits the floor. And that's all good. I think there's also recognition on our part that the bill that you're moving out of the committee does not represent that fair share and does not provide the state with the equitable share. But we do very much appreciate the fact that it does recognize the need for the administration to get the tools that we need to implement a net-based tax, and the commitment that we're hearing from the committee members that the fiscal issues will be addressed as we go through the committees. And so in that regard, we do appreciate the recognition that we are going to end up with a bill that does attempt to reconcile both of these issues with regard to the tools and the fair share. So with that, I guess that's my recognition that this isn't the bill that we would like to see end up, and I think and I want to make sure that is absolutely clear on the record, but we do recognize the need to move this through the process.
Yeah, stand by once. Senator Stedman?
Yeah, just speaking to the amendment here, moving the base tax from 22% to 25% and referring back again to the analysis, just for informational purposes, I have spoken with Dr. Frenica, which is a consultant for the administration and Department of Revenue, and setting up some meetings with him so the administration will have some of these economic runs ready for us and the analysis done. So that's already been done, so we'll be working with the administration on this.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Commissioner. Other comments or questions on the amendment? That clerk will call the roll.
Senator Green?
No.
Senator Stedman?
No.
Senator Stevens?
No.
Senator McGuire?
No.
Senator Wilkowski?
Yes.
Senator Wagner?
Yes.
Chair Huggins?
No.
Amendment
failed. Okay, amendment fails. Okay, moving on, Senator Wagner, you have additional amendments?
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, for sake of brevity and everything, I would move this as amendment number two.
Object.
We have objections.
This is the same amendment that was in front of you with the amount changed from 22.5 to 22.8. And I'd just say ditto about my presentation, and it's also very technical.
Call for question.
Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Stedman?
No.
Senator Stevens?
No.
Senator McGuire?
No.
Senator Wilikowski?
No.
Senator Wagner?
Yes.
Senator Green?
No.
Chair Huggins?
No.
Amendment failed.
Okay, amendment fails. Mr. Wagner, you have an additional amendment?
Yeah, I got one more amendment here. Two more piles of paperwork here, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I just commented about that last vote. Very interesting, because that last amendment was an exact replica of a tax rate that those people on this committee voted on earlier in the past, a year ago, so.
Mr. Chair.
Except for Wilikowski, who was not here a year ago when we voted on the floor.
We'll blame him anyway.
Yeah, which failed to pass the legislature.
That isn't the point, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, you want to speak your amendment, you want to move your amendment?
I would move this last amendment as amendment number three.
Object.
Basically, what this amendment does, oh, for discussion, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Basically, what this amendment does, it puts the trigger point for progressivity at 30, and leaves everything else that's in PPT the same as it exists in PPT at this time, at .025, so.
Okay, questions or comments on the amendment? Yeah, I would just say that, you may be right, I mean, I'm not sure in the sense that, but I do want to be sure. I mean, I think Alaskans need to know, people that are asked to vote on items like this need to understand what they're doing, what the ramifications are to the state, to the producers, and all affected peoples, and we need to have this conversation. We did not have it in the depth we needed in this committee, in my estimation, is based on time, that was the rationale, and I think that rationale is accurate, so I will be a no vote on this amendment. Senator Wagner?
Mr. Chairman, I just make one comment, and the reason I offer these amendments is, other than on the floor, this is the last time I'll have any input to this bill. And to me, this bill's like a lady going to the prom without a dress. I mean, we've left the dress off of it, because the dress really is the tax rate and the progressivity. That's what most of the discussion, other than some discussion in judiciaries, that's what its discussion goes center around, and I think to forward this bill without changing those, one or two of those items, and leaving it the same as existing law is, I don't know what we're accomplishing. And I think this resource committee should make a different recommendation than what's in there, otherwise, we're going to waste 30 days for it, I'm certain.
Yeah. Senator Stevens?
Mr. Chairman, this is just an enormously frustrating process. We've had, as the legislature, limits set upon us, limits by the governor in the 30-day session, we'll have limits by the public, and in January, having the 90-day session instead of 120 days. We are all under the gun here. My objection to these motions are not that they should not be discussed, and not that they should not be addressed, because I think they will be as we move along through the process and in the other venues, but, you know, I suspect in the end, I'm going to vote to vote to amend as this leaves the committee, because I think that there are a lot of important issues that yet to be discussed, but still, the frustration is there, and it's not an objection to discussing these issues, just that in the timeframe we have, we could spend 30 days right here in this committee and never get it to the floor, and that would mean that we'd be discussing it in the 90-day session in January, which is just, I don't think is acceptable to the public. So I appreciate what you've done, I appreciate what the committee has done, and just wanted to express that frustration.
Senator McGuire?
Thank you very much, and I appreciate the process as well, Mr. Chairman, all the work you've done. I'm going to be a yes on this one, because this one I'm sure on. And the tax rates are more complicated, and I agree with that. And I think there's an argument that they're interrelated, but this one to me has been the most troubling part of the governor's bill since day one, has been moving to that $40 figure. So I'm going to be a yes vote, but I also want the chair to know that that's with no disrespect to him and the process that he set out. And I respected that in the other amendments, because I do think when, you know, you're talking about the overall percentage, that's very complicated, and I think we're going to get into a lot of discussions, you know, whether it's gross at a high end, gross at a low end, what the percentage is going to be. But on this and the progressivity, I think it should be 30.
Senator Stedman.
Mr. Chairman, just speaking to the amendment, it is far more complex than just moving the trigger $10. You can have progressivity on the gross, you can have it on the net, you can have escalators in it, you can have low slopes, high slopes. We can substantially change the government take percentage at extremely high oil prices, yet be very moderate in our split at lower prices to help the industry move forward. I expect this issue to consume a substantial amount of time when we get into it, clearly beyond on the scope of the calendar of this committee. This is one of the areas where the analytical support we have here in the legislature is already in gear working on as we speak. And it's going to be far more complex than moving the trigger.
Thank you,
so I do not support the amendment.
Yeah. Senator Wilkowski.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. As I stated before, I would like to see the bill go forward with as ACES at the very least. I think we do need to increase the rate and particularly the progressivity. But I understand the process. I understand that this is a marathon and we're not going to finish here. And I am going to have another bite at the apple. I do feel comfortable with that. But I do think the progressivity is a key factor in this, and I'll be supporting this amendment.
Okay. Other comments or questions? Clerk will call the roll.
Senator Stevens?
No.
Senator McGuire?
Yes.
Senator Wilikowski?
Yes.
Senator Wagner?
Yes.
Senator Green?
No.
Senator Stedman?
No.
Chair Huggins?
No.
Three yeas, four nays.
Okay. So amendment fails. Are there additional amendments to come forward at this time? Senator Wagner, do you have anything additional?
No, that's all my amendments.
Okay, so we have the bill before us. We've gone through the amendment process. I would like, I think it's important this has been a compressed time frame, and I commend each individual for the effort to have the voice heard, to speak up concerns, and this is an opportunity now before we look at moving the bill out to for final comments, frustrations, whatever it may be. So this is the opportunity for you to speak your piece.
Make a motion, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Chairman, I move that committee substitute for SB 2001 version E be moved from committee with individual recommendations on the fiscal notes to follow.
Object.
Okay, we had an objection from Senator Wagner. Senator Wagner, you want to speak to your objection?
No, I'll just call it.
Okay. Clerk will call the roll.
Senator McGuire?
Yes.
Senator Wilikowski?
Yes.
Senator Wagner?
No.
Senator Green?
Yes.
Senator Stevens?
Yes.
Senator Stedman?
Yes.
Chair Huggins?
Yes.
Amendment passed.
Yeah, thank you. So the bill will, the CS will...
Leave that on the record, will you?
Will pass out. For the record, the CS will pass, and with fiscal note to follow. And I would invite, encourage, and challenge those that, for one reason or another, or have a concern, or have a pet rock that they want to be able to monitor, to stay tuned in both judiciary and finance, because there is a lot more work to be done on this bill. And invite everybody to realize that we will also have, probably at the end, have to do some resolution between what the version is of the House and the Senate. Senator Wilkowski.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I did think it's important for the public to understand that last vote, because if we had voted that down, the bill would stay in this committee and it would drag this process along, and we probably would not get a bill had we voted not to move this along. So I do think it's important for the public. I'll ask him to understand that.
Okay, thank you very much. Good luck, Red Sox and fans for whomever. And I'm not sure which football games are on today, but thank you very much for the support staff and those others, and particularly Sharon and Debbie, what they've done for us, committee members. With that, we're adjourned.